I suppose the only way we can finish this really is play a piece of music from the young lady herself.
Absolutely, and just to say that
from Lisa McHugh, and that's the 57 Chevrolet, that football match taking place next Saturday in Volcara, and the dance with Lisa and her band directly afterwards. And thanks to Joe and Sally for coming in, and tickets for that event are going. So if you do intend going, it would be an idea to pre-book, because gigs sometimes do sell out, and that's what's happened over the past two nights. Last night in Rathmullen, the California Feet Warmers played. If you turned up at the door, you weren't getting in because it sold out. Tonight they're playing in Chocudibiog in Gwydor, and if you turn up at the door at 10 o'clock, you ain't getting in because it's sold out. So if you want to see the California Feet Warmers, they're playing the Swell Festival in Arranmore tomorrow night. Tickets available for that. And I'm delighted to say that we're joined by the California Feet Warmers in studio this morning. Charles on cornet, Joshua on clarinet, Carlos on guitar, Patrick on banjo, Justin on trombone, Brandon on tuba, and Dominic on the bass drum. Now, I saw the California Feet Warmers last year in the Ballard Theatre in Ballybuffet. It was an absolutely stunning gig. Absolutely loved it, and I think one of the best endings to a concert I've ever seen, where something really special and lovely happened that I'm not going to talk too much about, because if you're going to see them over tonight and tomorrow night, let you find out how the gig ends for yourself. But it is something very special. Now, doing the talking on behalf of the group, I believe, is Charles. And Charles, good morning.
Yes,
to you.
Sir. Good morning.
Charles, as we say, this isn't your first time in Donegal. You played last year in Ballybuffet. It's been a productive and enjoyable visit back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, last night's show was great, and we're just starting our shows here in Ireland. But so far, so good.
In terms of the music you play, there is an authenticity about this music. You use very little, if any, amplification. The instruments are classic instruments. I'm sure, looking at the instruments, I don't think too many of those instruments were bought in the power, or bought or manufactured in the past five or ten years. There is an authentic look about these instruments. These are musical instruments that have been loved and played for years and years. The music you do harks back to 1920s, 1930s, New Orleans jazz, New Orleans swing, and there is a beautiful authenticity to that music that perhaps is missing in many, many concerts and performances today.
Well, thanks. What was the question?
It was an invitation for you to agree and say, absolutely, we play authentic music and we're fantastic.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate it. You know, we... it's something that we really love and that we really want to do right. You know, we want to do the music justice, and we want, and more than anything, I think we just play what we want to hear, you know, which I think what, if you're playing any kind of music and you're writing music or you're doing anything, you just want to play what you want to hear, you know, what you want to put on. And it happens when we all get together. This is the music that we make, and it's the music, the feeling that we go after. And people seem to really like it. You know, it's old people, young people, middle, everybody seems to have a connection with this music. And it seems like, you know, everywhere we go, it's somewhat, you know, everybody can agree on it. And it's just, you know, and I think it's just really, a lot of the tunes we'll even discover, like when we start playing a tune or something, we'll say, hey, you can kind of see where rock and roll came, and where all this other music, you know, modern, I guess, pop music comes from. But, you know, we play jazz, and every tune is kind of, can be different. It can be a jazz tune, it could be a pop tune, it can be a rag, it could be a jug band song, it can be even a waltz or something like that. And there's just so much, I guess, really, there's just so many songs to play. There's just so much good music to play, and there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been recorded digitally yet. So we come across, you know, record collectors and people, and they show us stuff, and, you know, so we have a huge list of songs that we wanna learn, and we already have a huge list of songs that we know, and so it's just like we just keep building on it, and we've been writing our own tunes as well, you know, and
the lovely thing about your own tunes is your own tunes do fit seamlessly in with the classics. You're writing very much in the vein of the classics. You aren't trying, as so many people do, to put a new slant on it or to modernize it. You're saying, this is a style of music that we love. We're not going to tamper with it. We're not going to tinker with it. We're going to make a contribution. But that contribution, to come back to the word that I keep on using, but I think it's the right word, the word is authentic.
Yeah. You know, I think just the fact that, you know, we are who we are, and it's 2017. Even if we try as hard as we can to make the music sound like authentic, it's still going to be changed just by the fact that we're, you know, we live in 2017, and it's just how it is. But so the music is already going to be slightly changed. So it's kind of fun to go and take the best parts of the old recordings and stuff, the stuff that really works, and just do that, you know. And it's just like I feel real privileged to be able to play this music, because it's you're playing something that's older than you, that's passed through so many generations and hands and stuff. I mean, this music is only, that's 100. I mean, the first jazz recording was 100, is 100 years old. The music's probably, you know, a bit older than that, at least all its roots and stuff like that. But I think any traditional music is really, it's just so fun to play, because you're playing something that's, it's like a comfortable pair of shoes, you know. It's just, they fit, they feel good, and I don't know, why not? You know, why you don't have to keep, you know, it's, everybody should try to create new stuff and do and have fun with it, you know. But there's just so many great melodies, yeah, that have been perfected and been changed for so long, and it's just, you know, just it's something for you to use. It's a gift from, you know, your ancestors to play.